Hi, my name is Tony Thaxton. Like anyone else, I love a great album. But I also love those strange albums that might make you wonder how and why they even exist. But I'm not here to make fun of them. I'm here to celebrate them and tell their story. This is Bizarre Albums.
Today's episode, Mr. T's Commandments from 1984.
Now the hit Sunday Games special has become a great new series, Games People Play. It's tugging and slugging, brawling and falling, crashing and splashing. People competing in some common and rather uncommon events just for the fun of it. It's the wild world of sports. Games People Play premieres Thursday, August 21st.
Games People Play was an early 80s NBC series hosted by Bryant Gumbel. The show featured strange sports competitions like taxicab demolition derbies, belly flop contests, and perhaps most famously, a competition for America's best bouncer. The bouncer competition had a two-time winner, Mr. T. In addition to his toughness, Mr. T also stood out for his distinct look, with his mohawk and lots of gold jewelry. This was 1980, and Sylvester Stallone was about to begin work on the third movie in his successful series of Rocky films. The new film would introduce a new character called Clubber Lang. Clubber Lang was to be an underdog who beats Rocky after the death of Mickey, Rocky's manager and trainer. A couple of real-life boxers, Joe Frazier and Ernie Shavers, were considered for the role of Lang. According to the film's casting director, Rhonda Young, Joe Frazier had a stuttering problem, and Ernie Shavers had a high-pitched voice that wasn't great for the menacing presence that Lang was intended to have. Then, fate stepped in. Here's Mr. T on Late Night with David Letterman in 1982.
Then, but they saw me on this contest, Games People Play, America's Toughest Bouncer contest. I had just won it the second time, and I was standing there being interviewed, and the casting director at the time was turning the channel, and she just stopped. She said, hey, this guy's different, and he can talk.
Yeah.
So they called me up, and I boxed Sylvester Stallone two rounds in October 80. He called me back for a screen test, and we did the screen test. He'll tell you that I was the only one of over 1,200 guys who auditioned for the part. I was the only one who auditioned about 10-page script without looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he said that impressed him.
Yeah.
Rocky III opened on May 28, 1982. It was a huge success, earning upwards of $270 million worldwide by the end of its theatrical run, passing both of the Rocky films before it. Clubber Lang was originally intended to only have a few lines, but he ended up the film's antagonist, thanks to Mr. T's performance.
No, I don't hate Balboa, but I pity the fool, and I will destroy any man who tries to take what I got.
The film was not only known for being the film debut of Mr. T, but also Hulk Hogan, and for its Academy Award-winning, chart-topping theme song. After Rocky III was a hit, NBC president Brandon Tartikoff pitched an idea to the writer-producer team of Stephen J. Cannell and Frank Lupo. His idea was for a series that was a combination of Mad Max, Hill Street Blues, The Dirty Dozen, The Magnificent Seven, and Mission Impossible, with Mr. T driving the car. That series would become The A-Team. The A-Team debuted on January 23, 1983, right after Super Bowl XVII. It was immediately a hit. The show was centered around four members of a former commando outfit, who are now mercenaries. Mr. T played B.A. Baracus, the team's strongman, mechanic, and sergeant first class. The role was written specifically for him.
What you doing, sucker?
I think I'll get out for a minute.
What's going on here? This road leads directly to the airport, Hannibal.
This road is nowhere near the airport.
1983 would be a busy year for Mr. T. In September, a Saturday morning cartoon began on NBC, simply called Mr. T. The series had Mr. T doing the voice of his animated self. He was a coach of a gymnastics team that traveled the world solving mysteries. The show also featured live-action intros from Mr. T himself.
Hey, fellas. I got some good news and bad news. The bad news, our star runner Jimmy won't be here for our track meet. He has to go to the dentist.
On December 16th, 1983, the Joel Schumacher comedy DC Cab opened in theaters. It's an ensemble movie, but Mr. T is prominently featured above everyone else on the movie poster. It was actually a bit controversial upon its release because Mr. T was popular with children and the film was rated R. Overall, the film failed to connect with both audiences and critics.
A cab ain't no motel. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You're a pitiful specimen of manhood. And why don't you off the street and get a decent job?
I need the bread.
Then get a job at the bakery.
Despite its lackluster performance, Mr. T's popularity, particularly with children, wasn't dying down. 1984 would see the debut of Mr. T cereal from Quaker Oats.
I know Coon, and Coon's teaming up with a good balanced breakfast.
Teaming up with Mr. T cereal. That's getting on the team that knows how cool breakfast can be. You get a crispy corn taste with a touch of brown sugar.
Teaming up with Mr. T.
It's cool.
Teaming up with Mr. T, golden sweet crispy teas. One bite and you're gonna be with the team that's teaming up with Mr. T.
It's cool.
Teaming up with Mr. T.
Breakfast cereals, cartoons, TV and movie appearances. You know where this is headed. In September of 1984, Mr. T's Commandments would be released on Columbia Records.
I pity the poor fool. Don't eat my cereal.
The album is really more of an EP with just 7 tracks. Once again, the target market here is children, as Mr. T teaches lessons on saying no to drugs, talking to strangers, doing your homework, and listening to your parents. A full-page advertisement for the album, aimed at radio stations, appeared in the October 20th, 1984 issue of Billboard. And now to read that ad, from We Got This with Mark and Hal, Tights and Fights, and the Good Morning Night Vale podcasts, here's Hal Lublin.
Mr. T is taking his crusade against evil to the street with his hot new album, Mr. T's Commandments. It's a positive revelation. Messages that millions of young Mr. T worshippers can benefit from, all tied together by the street rhythms of the 80s. Join the Airplay team and get behind the hit music that'll make you proud to be in the business. There's never been anyone like Mr. T. There's never been any album like Mr. T's Commandments, including the single that's lighting up phones like a Christmas tree, Mr. T's Commandment, on Columbia Records and cassettes.
And here is Mr. T's Commandment, which kicks off the album. It was released as a single and had a music video. The single spent 7 weeks on the Billboard Hot R&B Songs chart, peaking at number 75.
When they hear cry, they don't ask why, they answer when you call. Who's thick and thin, you can count them in, they'll stand right by your side. When all seems lost at any cost, your parents will provide. Believe it, cause every word is true. I can talk all day, but the rest is up to you. Honor thy mother and father, the Bible makes it clear. If you break the rules, God help you. Who's got Mr. T to fear?
Hey there, it's me, Tony. Along with hosting Bizarre Albums, I'm also the drummer for Don't Stop or We'll Die, a bizarre, funny, rockin' band with bizarre, funny, rockin' tunes like I Got a Perm for My Campin' Trip and Where Can a Nerd Find an Egg That's Square? I also happen to be the producer for the band's new weekly podcast, Song a Week. It's a fast, funny podcast co-hosted by Don't Stop or We'll Die songwriters Michael Cassidy and Paul Rust, where they debut a brand new song each and every week. We're talking new songs like A Flower in My Garden, featuring me on drums right here.
I got a flower in my garden.
With all songs produced by Amin Zarukian. Make sure to check out Song a Week over on Patreon at patreon.com/don'tstoperwilldie, featuring extra special goodies like monthly bonus episodes, downloadable tracks, and more bizarre, funny, rockin' gems. Or if you just want the free version, available anywhere you download podcasts. Check out Song a Week from Don't Stop or We'll Die. If you want more Bizarre Albums, now's a great time to sign up for Patreon. You can now get annual memberships for a discounted price. Sign up for a whole year
and get 12 months for the price of 10. So go to patreon.com/bizarrealbums for bonus episodes and more.
Up next is Don't Talk to Strangers. The song was co-written by Robbie Neville, who, 2 years later, would go to number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 1 on the Billboard Hot Dance Club chart with a hit of his own. This song also features lead vocals on the choruses by Howard Smith, who just a few years later would be one of the singing voices of the California Raisins.
Don't be no fool and fall for that game. You keep that door locked. That's what it's for. Listen to Mr. T, and I'll tell you the score.
Track 3 is The Toughest Man in the World, which would also be the title of a CBS made-for-TV movie that Mr. T starred in on November 7, 1984. IMDb's synopsis of the film says, Mr. T's first starring made-for-TV movie role has him playing a tough and scowling but soft-hearted nightclub bouncer who finds himself involved with a bunch of kids after being conned into taking over a youth center. This song would play over the movie's opening credits.
On the streets of South Chicago, it's a struggle to survive. You can play to win or just give in. Let the city eat you alive. You can make it to tomorrow if you take care of today. You have a shot if you have got what it takes to break away. Because the toughest man in the world is the one who knows the right way to go. The toughest man in the world is strong inside. He'll ever hide. Follows the
Side 1 closes with Mr. T, Mr. T, parentheses, he was made for love. But Mr. T doesn't actually appear anywhere on this song. Lead vocals are performed by Tata Vega. The album's liner notes call that song a parody of Monsieur Lee, a song by Mort Schumann.
Monsieur Lee, Monsieur Lee, il revient de guerre, sa tunique pleine de terre, et sa grande épée brisée.
I don't know. Anyways, let's move on to side two, which begins with the one and only Mr. T. This is one of 4 songs on the album that features Africa Islam, aka the Master Scratcher, on turntables. In 1981, he hosted Zulu Beats on New York's WHBI, which was the first hip-hop show ever on the radio.
I'm the one and only Mr. T. I'm bad, I'm mean, I'm tough. I played a part, but I have a heart. I've got all the right stuff. I'm a clean up, standing citizen. I'm loyal through and through. My head's so straight, and I can't stand heat, and I pity the fools who do. Believe in what I stand for. I stand for what I believe. That's all that really matters when your name is Mr. T.
The one and the only.
Don't you mess with me.
Back in Christmas of 1983, Mr. T had been invited to the White House by Nancy Reagan to play Santa Claus for a press event. She was about a year into her Just Say No campaign, which was to keep kids off of drugs. At that time, the First Lady had a reputation for being a bit of an elitist, and she was trying to shake that. After no one was sitting on Santa T's lap, Mrs. Reagan got on his lap and even gave him a kiss on the forehead.
Oh, wow! Now, that'll start some scandals. Yeah, I like scandals, you know, yeah. We gotta give your press something to write about, you know. All right. Thank you, Ms. Reagan. Wow, she kissed me. Wow, it's like that commercial. She kissed me and nothing seems the same.
Nancy Reagan would later have Mr. T take part in her Just Say No campaign. After her death in 2016, Mr. T said that working with her was the highlight of his career. And he pushed his anti-drug message on the album as well. Here's No Dope, No Drugs. No dope, no dope,
no dope. You can get it anywhere, at school or from a friend. Just because he thinks it's cool don't mean you have to trust him. You're okay the way you are. Learn to like yourself. You got mama's love and daddy's love. Don't need nobody else. Don't hang around with anyone who's tripping and drugging out.
The album was produced by Patrick Henderson, who also plays keyboards and co-wrote several songs on the record. He's played on albums for artists such as Leon Russell, Nils Lofgren, and the Doobie Brothers. These days, he's known as Reverend Patrick Henderson, and is known for his work in gospel music. But there's one more big name involved with this record. Mr. T wasn't the only T. Four of the tracks credit rap direction to Ice-T. Though here he's credited with the spelling T-E-A. But it is indeed Ice-T. This was 3 years before he released his debut album, Rhyme Pays. The album's closer, You Got to Get Through It, is one of the tracks featuring the rap direction of Ice-T.
If you want McDonald's, you gotta get up and make some noise. Stop hanging on the corner, drinking that wine with the boys. Walk over here, till you knock down some doors. And you won't spend all your life on your knees, rubbing drawers. I'm Mr. T. So listen to me, ain't nothing free in the world but you got to believe.
If you wanna do it, you got to go through.
Believe it or not, this wouldn't be the only time that the T's work together. Strangely, only about 2 months after the release of this album, Ice-T was also credited for rap direction on a second Mr. T album, this time for MCA Records, called Be Somebody, parentheses, or Somebody's Fool. But that is for another time. Thank you for listening to Bizarre Albums. If you like the show, please subscribe and leave a review. It helps people find the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Bizarre Albums, and I'm at Tony Thaxton. You can also like Bizarre Albums on Facebook and visit bizarrealbums.com. And if you still want more Bizarre Albums in your life, sign up for weekly bonus episodes of Bizarre Singles and more at patreon.com/bizarrealbums. And as always, if you know of a Bizarre Album you'd like to hear featured, please tweet the show. I'd love to hear from you. You can even email me at bizarrealbums@gmail.com. My name is Tony Thaxton, and I'll see you next time on Bizarre Albums.